From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It was a story on old-fashioned broadcast radio that got the big point across to me. It concerned the different attitudes amongst educators and governments on the use of smartphones in schools. To highlight the matter, it is reported that smartphones have been banned throughout schools in France, and the Federal Minister for Education has agreed on this solution. Perhaps it just shows the age divide that is occurring with the rapid development of technology. The evolution of the smartphone and the versatility of portable computing that it provides seems to escape the thinking of people old enough to have witnessed it become a normal consumer product rather than a toy of the business and professional classes. In some ways, the attitude of evolving technology shows the levels at which we adults reached maturity and where our thinking consolidated around what we had become familiar with. It's very much evident when you think of attitudes to the equipment we use in our pursuit of better amateur radio. When nostalgia kicks in, and as we rattle the loose change in our pockets, we go back to a time when the delight of first knowing was putting twinkles in our eyes. The doomsday prophet said our hobby would die when the compulsion to learn Morse code was removed. Far from it. When newer members of our ranks hanker after the new and decorative keys and strain to improve their speed, the same prophets seem to find a reason for telling us the hobby will die for whatever reason they can attach to the latest innovation. Amateur radio continues to grow and integrates the internet and digital technologies and even succeeds in making breakthroughs along the way. Now, if schools and educators are struggling with how to have the mobile pocket computer fully part of the learning stream, perhaps it is time for one of those quantum leaps of thinking to benefit us. Isn't it time for us, the ones that enjoy the digital and creative areas of STEM, to put our learning and our practices out there for the younger people to use on those portable devices, tablets and phones? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.